Charlie C.
Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes, I cannot live any other way but to praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. It is so good to be back, and I have a testimony for you today. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning a daily task. Our topic for today is after the rain. After the rain. And our scripture comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verses 19 through 20. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feelthefire.com. If you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear it posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website at feelthefire.com. Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or even more importantly, just follow the podcast and the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And you can do that by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. Well, all of that information and everything else that you need to know about me and the ability to contact me to send your prayer requests and your testimonies is on my website at feeldefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verses 19 through 20, reading from the KJV. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word wherever you are right now. What is our topic for today? Say it out loud with me. After the rain. Have you ever received a promise from God? Have you ever waited on the fulfillment of God's promises for what seemed like a very long or unreasonable period of time? Have you ever had to keep believing despite the evidence to the contrary of everything that he promised based on what you saw in the natural realm? Have you ever just had to stand still and wait on God? Stand still and wait on God. Have you ever, glory, had to just stand still while everything around you moved in chaotic pace and protocol, because there was nothing else you could do but just believe and wait on God? In the book of Numbers 23 that I just read to you, The word reminded us that God is not a man. God is not a woman like you and I, that he should lie or that his word should be found to be untrue. Hath he not said it? It asks that question. Hath God not said it and then did what he said he would do? Hath he not spoken it and then came in and corroborated his word? And then it went on to say, if commandment to bless has been issued, nobody can reverse it. Come on and praise the Lord right now. In the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 11, after God destroyed the earth with a flood, this was in the time of Noah, he said that never again will I destroy the entire earth by flood. And so what I'm going to do is I will put a sign in the sky as a reminder to you of my covenant with you. Not because I'm going to forget my word, but to remind you that I can't forget my word. And he said, I will place my bow in the sky, and this shall be the sign of the covenant which I am making between me and you for every successive generation. After the rain, in other words, comes the reminder of my covenant, the rainbow. So now here we are in Numbers, and God again reminds us that he is not a man that he should lie. He reminds us that whatever he has promised will come to pass. So that takes me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, or with his stripes, we are healed. During this past week, my family saw that promise come into being. As our mother presented to the hospital with chest pain and ended up having to have emergency open heart surgery, she presented to the ER, I said, with chest pain. And then by 1 a.m. the next morning, or that following morning, she was in open heart surgery for hours because they had to medevac her from the hospital where she presented with chest pains to another hospital way in Atlanta, Georgia, because the condition that caused the chest pains had a 100% fatality rate if you didn't have the surgery. Are y'all with me right now? And then the physicians told her that the surgery itself had only a 30% success rate, which meant it had a 70% fatality rate. How do you wait and believe on God when you're standing between the prognosis of 100% fatality if you don't let me operate and 70% fatality if you do let me operate, and we're going to have to tear or sew your chest open through your breastbone, and for hours you will be in surgery, and we'll instill a medication that almost makes your heart stop because your heart cannot be pumping of its own accord during this type of surgery. What do you do but say, after the rain, I remember the covenant of God, that God is not a man that he should lie. And my siblings, we came from all different parts of the earth. I flew in from Miami. A sister came in from Texas. My other sister from Alabama. Sister who was in another part of Georgia. And my brother was making plans to come in from Texas. But God, hallelujah, brought her through. He used the surgeons to bring her through, and he brought her through the surgery and brought her through the recovery where she was on a ventilator and brought her through the ICU. And here we are today on Monday morning. She's on a regular floor and she can talk, she can walk. I'm trying to encourage you that after the rain, after the time wherein you can't see, after the zero visibility caused by the storm, after the lightning, after the thunder, God still remains faithful. God still remains faithful. God still remains faithful, and he remembers his promises to us. By his stripes you are healed. Hallelujah. James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God, because first you must believe that he is, that he exists, and then that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. After the rain, glory. God never forgets his covenant with you. Will you stand strong today? Will you keep believing today? Will you believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, those who pray, those who fast, those who confess life instead of death? After the rain that comes into your life, after the storm that manifests in your life, after the suffering, after the persecution, after the damages, after the betrayal, after the lies, after the breakup, after the divorce, after the bankruptcy, after the foreclosure, after the incarceration, after the rain, will you still stand faithful? Ooh, hallelujah. We got to go into prayer. Our time is almost run. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 After the rain, Father, we are faithful, because you are not a man that you should lie. Woo! Hallelujah. If you spoke it, it must come to pass. Your word tells us your promises, and what you bless, no one can reverse it. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We ask forgiveness of our sin. We repent, Lord God, of our disbelief. We repent of our doubt. You said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that person believe that he or she shall receive anything from God. Father, today is a brand new day. Today, Father, we are standing believing. Today, Father, we are standing believing. Today, Father, despite the rain, despite the storm, despite the thunder, despite the lightning, despite the flooding, we believe, hallelujah, for all of your promises to be manifest in our lives. After the rain, whatever you told us is going to come to pass. After the rain, whatever you promised us, you're going to fulfill it. After the rain, whatever we've been believing for, we're going to see this thing manifest in our lives. After the rain, after the rain, we still believe. After the rain, we still believe. After the rain, we still believe today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And we count everything done. Amen, hallelujah. Come on and praise him, praise him. Just say, I still believe. After the rain. Say it again. I still believe. After the rain. I'm going to give you our task for today, and then we must end. Hallelujah. Our topic for today is after the rain. Your task today is to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, no matter what is going on. Say, after the rain, I still will believe you, Lord. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Remember to text MM to 33222 to follow Morning Motivation and go to feelthefire.com so that you can share the word and receive, send me your prayer requests and testimonies. After the rain, God is still faithful. He can never lie. All right, I'm going to end with something different for you today because your change is here.
I've been running ever since. It's been a long
time coming,
but I know up there beyond the sky. It's been a long
time coming,
but I know change gonna come.
Whoa.